Well, here we are, Sid, in the midterm elections, and the trickery report is back. Ken Smuckler, what's going on?
Trickery. No escaping it for me. Tom, Sybil, J. Antoine, I'm back. Like a bad dream. And if you can hear the sound of my voice, then you know we're coming fast upon game day. And I'm not talking about the Bayou Classic, Go Tigers. I'm talking about Election Day, just 2 weeks away, Tuesday, November 4th. And Tom, if you want to play in this game, the first thing you need to do is get on the field, and that means knowing where your poll location is, because you know Tom. It is easier to find Stevie Wonder's ex, that would be Kai Miller, at his new fiance's baby shower for their soon-to-be triplets. Yes, Tom, I said triplets, than it is to find your pole location in America. When you believe in things that you don't understand. Oh, Stevie, I do understand. I really do. The New York Times reported last week, Cornell Belcher, black Democratic pollster, sent a confidential memo to Democratic leaders in which he predicted, quote, crushing Democratic losses across the country if black voters don't turn out in record numbers. Look, Tom. Here's the problem for President Obama. Right now, the Tea Party House tries to repeal Obamacare, deport Latino Americans, and make semi-automatic rifles readily available. But the Democratic-controlled Senate stops the Tea Party House dead in its tracks. The problem for Obama? Control of the Senate in 2 weeks is up for grabs. Republicans need to pick up 6 seats. They look to pick up 3 Democratic seats in Montana, South Dakota, and West Virginia. According to the Cook Political Report, Obama can hold the Senate if he holds toss-up states with significant African-American populations. And those are Arkansas, Louisiana, North Carolina, and Georgia. So, Sybil.
Yes,
put your supple hand in mine
as we
take a stroll down Trickery Lane and visit the Senate battleground states and tell folks what they need to know to have their vote counted on Election Day. Hey, before we go there, J. Antoine, what's the difference between Jim Crow laws in the 1950s and the voter ID laws of the 21st century?
Almost nothing.
Not a smucking thing. Okay, first, Sybil, good news from Arkansas. Last week, where the state Supreme Court struck down the state's photo ID law. That means no photo ID required in Arkansas. But bad news in Georgia, Sib. Mm-hmm. You'll have to present a photo ID. Now, here are the types of ID that will be accepted. Any valid federal, state, or municipal government-issued photo ID. A driver's license, even if it's expired. A valid passport. A valid military photo ID. And J. Antoine's preferred voter ID?
Yes.
The valid tribal photo. Jay, go to Georgia and present your tribal photo, okay? Louisiana. In Louisiana, they'll ask you for a photo, but if you don't have one, you can present a utility bill, a payroll check, or other government document that includes your name and address, okay? You will have to sign an affidavit, but you don't have to present a photo ID. And in North Carolina, no photo ID required, okay? The photo ID requirement is only in effect in 2016. So if someone in North Carolina asks you for a photo ID in this election, Jay, what do you tell them?
Get the smuck out of here.
Get the smuck out of here. And as we end our stroll, Sybil, I want to leave our Trickery Report listeners with 2 thoughts. First, if for any reason, and I mean any reason, you are told by a poll worker that you will not be able to vote at the poll location you are at, demand a provisional ballot. In all states, you have an absolute right to vote provisionally, and in states with a photo ID requirement, you'll be given days to present the necessary ID after the election. Second, if you see a problem, call 866-OUR-VOTE and report it.
Be a
trickery reporter. We need you to be our eyes and ears as we fight voter ID laws between now and 2016. Tom?
Yes.
Gotta run. Missy Elliott and I are getting his and hers gastric bypass checkups. Oh, was that a secret? Sorry. And to the trickery reporters everywhere, remember, there is a fine line between trickery and chickity, and where that line is crossed, there will always be Tom Joyner and the TJMS.
out of the park.